So to make it all easier on you guys and me, I'm going to start doing these episodes as much as I can, but because it says daily dose, right? But I'm only going to do one or two things that I want to talk about because, well, it gets to be a lot of work to edit this stuff and put it up and do all of it. So anyway, welcome to the Daily Dose with Sky. I'm your host. Obviously, my name is Sky. I'm going to go over some things that I want to talk about as far as news, maybe politics, maybe culture, maybe society. Might even be pop culture or celebrity news. Doesn't matter. Whatever I find and I want to talk about, that's what I'll talk about. And I'll throw in guests every once in a while. You guys will see. I'll have some monthly segments that I like to do. Maddie B might be on a monthly segment. No matter what, though, let's get toasty. All right. So basically, I want to just get right into it. You know how last time we talked on the last podcast I did, we were talking about how the Fed raises rates very slowly, and that's why our economy might be okay because it'll be such a slow decline for us. So people out there that might lose a job still have a lot of time to get another one or whatever. It's not like the crash of 2008. It's not the same. Okay. Well, by the way, guys, before I continue, you guys might hear some different noises like in the background with my mic and everything else. I'm getting this situated. I just got this Rodecaster Pro, so it's a new equipment situation, and I'm just trying to get used to it. But besides all that, yeah. So remember how I was talking about the stuff with the economy? Okay. So just now today, I got another news article from Ground News, which is the only place I use for my news because they give you all the different sources of every single headline you can find. Here's our headline: Fed raises interest rates by 25 basis points in the smallest hike since March. So here's the deal, Lucille. I was telling you guys, it's going to be slow because the guy, Powell, doesn't like doing things fast. That's not how it works. And he doesn't want to freak anybody out. By the way, Powell, when I say that, Powell, it's the guy, the chair, the Federal Reserve chair is Jerome Powell. And he's the one that calls the shots, essentially. He's the president of the Federal Reserve in a way. Without going too far into it, that's what I'm going to say there. You guys get it. But this guy decided he's just going to raise it by 25 basis points. Now, what that means is each basis point is 0.01 of a dollar. It's a cent, essentially. If you can kind of equate it to that. A percent. It's a 0.01 of percentages. So right now we were at 4.5% interest rate. So you'll see the interest rate all over the place, mainly on mortgages. The going national rate is 4.5% right now. When he moves it up 25 basis points, it brings it to 4.75. Does that make sense? So the 25 basis points, they'll say that in the headline. It says Fed raises rates by 25 basis points. It doesn't give you any decimals. It doesn't give you any full, or it doesn't give you a zero in front of it. It's just 25 full basis points. Basis point is, each basis point is 0.01 of a percent. So 4.5 plus 0.25 is 4.75. There you go. There's the math. Now you guys get the whole interest rate thing. And I thought maybe I'd help you guys out there. But my point still remains, it'll be a slow decline in the economy, not a fast one, luckily for us. Now, that's if everything goes according to how they're doing it now. If he decides one day and wakes up, he's going to raise them fast and hard, then we're all kind of screwed in a way. It would be better for America in the long term, though, but it would just be bad for everybody right now, all the middle class, including me, because I am still middle class. So anyway, that's what I want to talk about as far as the economy goes. The next thing I want to get into is this Texas news here. So this is a little bit of Texas news. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I just read this news article today, and I kind of wanted to mention it. By the way, guys, I don't like being a politics guy. I don't like always talking about politics. However, this is the situation I find myself in because I find articles I'm interested in reading, and then it comes time to do the podcast, and well, guess what I'm going to talk about? I'm going to talk about these articles that I found, obviously, right? I need to start looking into other more entertaining subjects for you guys. In Harris County, apparently there was a shortage of ballot papers, of ballot paper at some of the Harris County voting centers on election day. And initially, I guess they thought it was just a small issue they had, and it wasn't going to actually affect the election. Yeah, I know. Here we go again, talking about elections. It's not that big of a deal, but apparently the county's shortage was more widespread than they thought. And after reviewing help desk, this is according to KHOU 11, some local news channel for Harris County. The county's post-election analysis on the extent of the shortage was largely inconclusive. After reviewing help desk logs and calling preceding and alternate election judges, the county estimated 46 to 68 voting centers ran out of their initial allotment of paper. I guess they pre-plan these things, and they give each voting center a certain amount of ballot paper to last through however many people are going to show up. But I don't know why they would pre-anticipate this. They should just have ballot paper in general. So what happens whenever they run out of ballot paper? Like, what does that even mean? So basically, the county allotted each of the locations 6 ballot paper packets, or enough for 600 ballots. The total votes cast exceeded that amount, sometimes by hundreds of ballots. For example, 946 Election Day ballots were cast at the Bel Air Civic Center, which is 990 at Warner Elementary School. Sorry, 990 ballots were cast at the Warner Elementary School, and then 1,037 at Salyards Middle School. So compare that to the initial 600 ballots of paper they give, and you're like, what happens with the excess ballots being cast? Apparently, they're just not printed, so they don't get counted. The Election Day controversy left some voters and election judges furious. How does this happen? How do you run out of paper? A random voter said on Election Day. Her name is Sharon Wanya, whatever. I've never heard anything so basic as running out of ballots. The Harris County Republican Party, which has a pending lawsuit against the Elections Administration Office, said it wasn't aware of the scope of the shortage. It was worse than what we had even knew. And there's no excuse in my mind. Now, guys, this is hundreds of votes, and you might think, that doesn't matter. The more local you get in a voting, in an election, the more that each vote counts. That's all I can really say about that. So when you might have 200 people vote in a small town in Texas for their county, or sorry, for their town mayor and stuff like that, then you might have 1,000 vote for, just 1,000 people vote for their county. That's why this matters so much, and that's why they were only allotted 600 ballots per center, because they don't expect to get that many people to vote. Now, the flip side of this, the silver lining, if you will, in my opinion, is more people are voting. And apparently it's more Republicans. They're freaking out about it, but I think that it's just because a Democrat won, so they're going to be the guys that are all over it. Of course, here we go again. But the point is, more people are voting. That's a good thing, in my opinion. But they need to actually be prepared for that and give them the right amount of ballots. So if they think this was some kind of scam, I don't think it would be possible for that to be the scam. Like, how would they, 600 to 900, that's 300 ballots. Like, are you just assuming those 300 ballots are Republicans? If it was a scam, let's just pretend. That's dumb. It doesn't work. That's a stupid way to do it. So anyway, I think that it is a Election Administration Office problem, and I think they need to fix it, and they need to figure that out. So maybe an investigation into that office on how they run their departments, on making it more efficient and better, not accusing them of swaying it one way or the other, because that always seems to be how they argue these points, and it's dumb. It doesn't work. People are tired of it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear that crap anymore. It's not a one side versus whatever. It's a, hey, let's fix this whole department thing and make the whole thing better, I guess, you know? Anyway, guys, that's all I got today. I am making it very short, very small. So, economy is slowly going down. I'm seeing a lot more people getting laid off recently. That is happening. But the silver lining on that is it's going slower than it did in 2008. You have a chance to fix your finances and your problems before you get too crazy, right? So there we go. That's it. And that has been a shorty segment, Daily Dose with Sky. You guys, keep at it, you know? Stay toasty. Toasty.